Well, it's that kind of day, guys. We're going to let the music play a little bit here.
Yes.
Well, that's the scene outside the Novacare complex. And it's not exactly a hurricane right now, but it's going to be. And so the Eagles are practicing inside. We welcome you to the Novacare complex. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. And we do have some news to talk about. Andy Reid will meet the media. We're keeping our eye on the weather once again. What a wild, wacky week of weather. But there is some news to report here, so let's get right into it because it's really, really good news as we look at our headlines here. Wide receivers Jeremy Maclin and Steve Smith join practice. They have practiced now for the first time. Now, they're inside practicing on turf. So that's just wonderful news. And the goal here is to get them on the field for September 11th against the St. Louis Rams. So really, really hopeful. All right, really, really hopeful as Maclin and Smith join practice. The roster at 85, the Eagles cut four players yesterday. And a reminder, the reason it's 85, not 86, offensive tackle Jose Acuna still not part of the active roster. So they need to cut down five more players by Tuesday. For those of you who are completely obsessed with jerseys, write this one down. The Eagles will wear their green jerseys for all home games this year, as well as road game at Dallas, road game at Miami. The rest of the time, it will be green. And there's no alternate jersey this year, I don't think. All right. Obviously, the hurricane is coming, so will that alter practice plans today? No, other than the Eagles are inside. Tomorrow, we'll let you know. Andy Reid will meet the media at 12:45. We invite you to call us. It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We will start on the phones. We've got a lot to get to today. Interviews, post-game reaction. Let's talk about this football team three games into the preseason. Let's go out to Arizona, talk to Byron, who joins us and opens the show. Hey, Byron, how are you?
Hey, Speedo, I'm doing just fantastic, man. Really pumped about the season. And I've been a Eagles vet fan for a long time. And I just say I'm really anticipating the season. And going to be some great things happening out there on that field.
I agree with you. How do you feel about the team, Byron, three games into preseason?
I'm not worried about that at all. I mean, you know, Juan Castillo says it every day. And he says, you know, how were you when you first started? You know, and they got a lot of things to work on, and they got the right people in places to, you know, see what the errors are and get them corrected. And I believe the players there are self-confident and strong and want to be the best they can be. Who wants to be on a team with that many quote-unquote stars and look lousy? You know, so I believe they're going to self-check themselves, and they got the coaches in place to put them where they need to be successful.
Yeah, I think, listen, obviously there are some positions that you look at and you say, well, how's that offensive line looking? You know, well, there's got to be some concern there, right? I mean, you know.
Right tackle, right guard, linebacker, Casey Matthews. Yeah, there's questions there. But, you know, they're obviously not making any moves. Or, you know, you have to think they have some confidence there, or at least a plan B in place that will benefit the team. You know, if we had a stud linebacker, everyone would be, like, over the top as far as exciting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they know what they're doing after all this time. But I got one question for you.
Yeah.
Going back a while, I remember when we had McNabb and Dawkins, they always had them represent the team in the press conferences during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they left, the next year we didn't do any of that. And then last year, every show you talked about, there was no leadership. And we're not talking leadership this year. And I still think we need to talk about that a little bit, because we still have a lot of young players. And who do you think really are going to be the leaders on the field and in the locker room there?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, there's no question. The reason they don't do the press conferences, just to let you know, is that the players, they kind of wanted to present this unified front. All right, so there's no press conference at across the hall, just coaches. So Michael Vick makes himself available almost every day. I mean, he's amazing with the media. So he does it at his locker. He doesn't want to be seen as anything different than the rest of the team. And I got to be honest with you, Michael is as great a leader as I've ever encountered on a football team. There's no question. This is his team. He leads everyone. Everyone loves him. He is genuine. He has done everything right since he's been a Philadelphia Eagle. I mean, it's really incredible. I mean, there are things that happen way away from the camera that I've witnessed that Mike, you know, last week, give you an example. Last week, and I won't be specific, but last week we're sitting down for an interview as we take a look outside as well. And Michael, we put a microphone on Mike, and he gets up. He goes, hang on for a second, guys. Gets up. Was noticed that somebody over in the parking lot was picking up one of the players, and he was playing loud music and smoking. So Michael goes over there and tells the guy to knock it off, that you can't come around here. And represent, you know, little things like that that nobody notices. I mean, the guy's amazing at it. He really notices a lot of things. He approaches everything right. It's great. So he's the guy. Now, on defense, yeah, it's a younger group. Leaders will emerge. I think Jaquay Parker is one of those leaders on this team. And I really don't concern myself with it. I think you find out.
He's making a team then. That's what you're saying.
I would think Jaquay Parker would make the team. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know there's a big cap number there. I know he's been injured, but he's exactly what Jim Washburn wants. High energy off the edge, productive with whatever, 25 snaps a game, which I think will be better for Jaquay than playing 50 snaps a game that he's had to do the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I think you really find out about leadership when the team is in a crisis situation, when the team is facing adversity. Now, did they face adversity after the way they played in Pittsburgh? Maybe just a little bit. So it was encouraging to see the way they played on Thursday night against the Cleveland Browns. Not a perfect game by any means, but a very business-like approach by the Eagles, leading 17-0 at halftime. And still, you say to yourself, boy, if they really played well, they would have led, you know, 28-31-0, because they have that kind of explosiveness.
Well, they're definitely just going to have to be consistent, and that's basically what you want to look for. And, you know, they're not showing a lot in preseason. Like Vic said in his press conference, they're not looking to get the ball downfield. They're looking at some other options. They want to see who they have. And I think they know what they have as far as talent and what they can do. And they probably don't want to show everything they're working on some new stuff. So the important part is how quick can they get it down and how consistent can they be with it. And that's going to be making sure that offensive line is solid every play, every down, and get that linebacker play. I think every play starts with pretty solid. And, you know, I'm really pumped about the season. Love what you do there.
Thank you.
Vito, you're the greatest at it. And, yeah, I keep watching the show every day. So
well, thanks,
thank you for what you do, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. You know, only a few people call me Speedo, by the way. It's weird. How would he pick that up? I have been called that. As we see the touchdown that Michael scored against the Browns on Thursday night, 215-339-6709. We're going to hear from Casey Matthews here in just a bit as he comes off his really strong performance against the Browns. We get some post-game reaction from Casey Matthews. Phone number again, 215-339-6709. Take a look at the weather there. It's going to be nasty here. And that's just the way it's going to be. We're not kidding around. It's okay. And it's going to get everyone up the East Coast here. We had a tremor last week. Now we have the hurricane coming today and into tomorrow. Let's go up to New York and talk to the Zompster. Zomp.
Spadaro, what's up, baby?
How are you?
Same old, man. How's everything? You ready Same for the hurricane
old.
Or what?
Yes, I am. I am. I am ready. We're live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com because
yeah.
we're like the you know the old postal service thing. Rain, sleet, snow, none of that can keep us off the air.
Spadaro, let's talk about Thursday night.
Okay.
You know, I've seen a lot, I see this team. It's coming together. That's what I see. I see a team that is improving each week, in my opinion. I see special teams actually playing phenomenal.
Great
in my
game.
Opinion. You know,
great
field
game.
Goals.
Yep.
Getting down the field. Bodies flying around. Defensively, I think we're playing good. You know what I'm saying? Not to our, you know, our level, but we're playing very good defense. The only thing, what is it called? The nine-man technique? What is it called?
It's called the wide nine.
The wide nine technique. The
yeah.
only thing that I see, maybe I see different, I see that the team is not really, like the front four is creating pressure, but not like creating the pressure that I've hoped. And I know it's a work in progress, but am I wrong to say that?
Well, let's see. Four sacks in the first game.
I
mean,
the pocket very, you know, comfortable at some times. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're
not.
They need to work. Don't they have to get up the field?
Yeah, but they're not blitzing. They're not scheming. They're not stunting. They're playing very basic, go up the field stuff. Now they had, I think, three sacks in the first. See, there's four-man pass rush. Okay, I don't, and DCR nice or DRC nice coverage there. I don't have any problem. I think the defense is going to be super fast, and really aggressive. I don't think Jim Washburn's ordering up anything yet. I think you're going to see a lot of games. You're going to see a lot of speed. You're going to see a lot of rotation. And Zomp, I really think that the front four, again, four-man pass rush on this play, and Mike Patterson gets the sack. So when they have five and you have four, they generally will win that battle. I think this front four is going to be terrific.
No, I think so. I think so too. But I know it's preseason. And he might not draw up some plays that we were going to do. It's just that I don't know. I just have my mindset that like as soon as they say hike, I expect them to be sacked. You know? And
yeah.
I
listen. Don't listen. This is. I really believe this, Zomp, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think Eagles fans look at this roster, look at the talent, and they think, you know what? Eagles are going to blow everybody out every game, and it's not going to be that way.
I agree with you.
It's just not going to be that easy. It's
yeah,
it's
like
tough.
Like I said before, we're going to have to win like a 13-10 game sometime.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I mean, it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's a work in progress. I thought Casey Matthews was more involved, showed more motion. I thought Jamar Chaney was all over the place. And a guy that is starting to like creep up on me, I liked him, but I'm starting to like him even more, is Kurt Coleman. He's just all over the place.
He definitely finds the football.
Absolutely.
So,
but let me give an Eagles chant, I'll let you go.
Please do.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you, Zomster.
Take care, Spartan.
All right, bro. All right, let's talk to Casey Matthews, who had a fine game against the Cleveland Browns, a good performance, and his reaction.
Can you talk about how Jamar played alongside you? He made a lot of tackles. He would be very active there. It seemed like, you know, he had a bounce-back game as well.
Yeah, Jamar, yeah, he had a great game. Obviously, you know, I think he had a couple pass breakups. And, he felt obviously he was more comfortable out there. We all were. Again, last week was our first real action. It was just a matter of, we didn't know too much what to expect last week. Now we know. I mean, obviously we had to learn from it. We did. And same thing this week. You know, we're gonna watch the film. You know, look at any mistakes we made and just correct them going into next week.
You did that first stop in the red zone. How crucial was that, knowing that you were backed up, and for you guys to come off the field, not give up any points thanks to special teams there? How clutch was that?
It was definitely very clutch. Obviously, you know, when they start in the red zone, you know, it's not the ideal position, but, you know, you try to hold them to as few points as possible, and obviously zero is the best, but, you know, we try to hold them to a field goal. Once we hold them there, we knew, you know, DRC in practice, you know, he's been doing the same thing, coming off the edge. So just making the call to him. And, Santi did the same thing last week. So, I mean, we got two pretty, you know, pretty quick guys coming off the edge, and it's just a matter of, you know, if they're going to get there. Obviously, you know, we're confident in them, and he made a great play for us.
Casey, how much did the defense improve from last week to this week, do you think, in the time you were out there?
I felt like we improved a lot. Obviously, you know, just knowing what to expect after the Pittsburgh game. And, you know, we treat this week a little different than last week. Obviously, last week we felt we were still in camp. But with this week, we treat it more as in, like, we're in season. Obviously, we're going to play a lot, so that's how we treat it. And, you know, a lot more film study, just picking up on their tendencies and their, you know, what they run in certain packages. It just made everything a lot easier.
Did you try a lot of different things this time around? Did you basically just improve on what you started last week?
Just improve. Obviously, you watch stuff on film, you know, knowing what you need to improve on and just going from there. And we felt like we were definitely coming together as a team, as a defense in practice, and noticing that our simple fundamentals was, you know, we're getting better, because obviously Pittsburgh was really our first real action. I mean, Baltimore, we only had a couple plays, so we couldn't really get into a rhythm. And just, you know, in practice, just making it, you know, it's becoming more natural now, just, you know, a simple habit.
I know last week after the game you talked about there were a lot of times where the linebackers were in the right gap, the play just didn't get made. It seemed like this week you guys made those plays. Just getting more reps, getting under you, getting the rhythm, is that what that was?
Well, watching the film last week, you know, we were in the right gaps, but, you know, we weren't getting off and making the tackle. But, I mean, we left it too much on the safety, you know, hitting our gaps and making them cut back to the safety who comes down. And then we knew that, you just get off the blocks and make the plays yourself. I mean, obviously, that's what you get paid to do, is make plays, and that's what we felt we did better on this one.
All right, that is Casey Matthews. Dave Spadaro with you here, Eagles Live from the NovaCare Complex. Let's take some more phone calls as we wait for Andy Reid to meet the media here at 12:45. And again, the big headline today, Jeremy Maclin and Steve Smith join practice for the first time in 2011. Their goal, to play in that season opener, as we take a look at the headlines. Michael in Georgia joins us. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, man. I just wanted to get your opinion on the pass protection from the Browns game. It seems like it really took a step back once we put Kelsey in there at center, and it seemed like Danny Watkins didn't really have his security blanket at center, and Jamal Jackson, with all his experience, I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
I think it's fair to be to look at the offensive line and say, you know what, it's not quite there yet. But I think that, and I spent some time with Howard Mudd, and that is not a, you know, he's not freaking out about it. He understands that they have a hole at right tackle right now. Nobody stepped up to take the job. Now, I think King has played pretty well these two games. I believe they will go with Jason Kelce at center. Now, Jason Kelce makes a mistake or two, and he did. He did on Thursday night. But what they see in him is a young guy who's going to be really have a chance to be a terrific player. And where he's really good is that second level. He gets out on a linebacker and even in the touchdown run from Ronnie Brown, gets out on a on the touchdown run, 14 yards, 13 yards. But look at this play. He blows him away. He blows that defensive tackle 10 yards down the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage. That's something the Eagles have never had. So I think Kelsey's going to be the guy. I really do. It'd be interesting to see what Andy Reid says today about that center position. And Watkins, I mean, so it is not a finished product. But I will say this, Michael. When I watched the Green Bay Packers last night, okay, they gave up 4 sacks in the first half. Their offensive line needs some work too. I mean, it's hard to put together a group in 4 weeks. It's just such a line of an area where you need that continuity. So, are there going to be some growing pains? Yes. Do they need to maybe rely on the run game a little bit more to make sure Vic's not getting blitzed to death here? Yes. If you spread the field with 5 receivers, including Shady McCoy, you know, your 5 have to block their 5. And there's going to be a blitzer coming free. And Vic's got to read that and get rid of the football, because no team in the league is going to be able to cover this group of receivers one-on-one all game. So there's going to be mistakes made. But I really trust Howard Mudd. Do you feel it, Michael, with Howard Mudd, or is it still a wait-and-see with him?
I mean, I guess I trust him, but it's I'm kind of in between. I'm not really. It seems like with the previous schemes and everything that Castillo brought in, it seems like sometimes he's trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, listen, I will go back to the early part of the 2000s here, the early years of Andy Reid, when it was always Trey and Runyon. So you knew you had your bookends. You kind of knew for a few years there who that starting five was going to be, and that was very comforting. And I think now it's really a transition for the offensive line that you'd like to see. You know, Watkins and Kelsey and probably Julian Vanderveld at some point be a starter for the next 7 years. All of those guys.
The uncertainty, like we went with so much continuity on the offensive line for so long, and now we've got so many new pieces and so many new, schemes and so many new just techniques that we've got to learn that it's just kind of unsettling.
But I really think that it is the entire league that's going through this because offensive lines have been thrown together here in a month.
Yeah, I mean, I know everybody's got holes, and it's unrealistic to expect to have everything settled in the first 4 weeks after free agency happened in such a condensed period and teams came together so quick.
So. Yeah. So, hey, Michael, thanks for the call. And listen, there are holes on this team. There are holes on every team. It's not a finished product. We're going to take a little break. When we come back on the other side, had a chance to sit down with Nnamdi Asamoah on, when was it, Tuesday last week. You know, just kind of a general get-to-know-you interview with Nnamdi. Interesting guy, interesting interview. Reminder, Andy Reid coming up at 12:45. The big news of the day, it's Jeremy Maclin, Steve Smith on the practice field for the first time in 2011. Broken by @EaglesInsider on Twitter, all right? So sign up if you haven't already. Dave Spadaro with you. We're coming right back.
At the end of the day, you can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce to our fresh veggies to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
So, there's only one Diet Mountain Dew left.
Love the taste of Diet Dew. Race you for it.
We could do that.
Hold on!
The whole thing!
Bring it!
Diet Mountain Dew. Diet tastes better on the mountain.
This tastes so good. Show off!
Rico is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Rico at www.rico-usa.com.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Namdi, when you wake up in the morning, what excites you? What do you look forward to every day?
Well, now that I'm here, you know, it's been looking forward to just getting more acclimated to the city and acclimated to my teammates and the coaches and everything we're doing here. So that's been my main focus as of now.
Is this a vastly different culture within the team than anything you've experienced?
You know, the culture of football is usually the same throughout, but obviously you have different personalities, you have different guys, and you know, but it's been fun. You know, it's a little different from what I've been around before. On the whole, it's the same. You just have a couple different people and things that go on.
This organization has won a lot of games over a lot of years. Do you feel that winning expectation every day when you come into work?
Definitely feel the expectation, 100%. I mean, it's there's a lot of hard work here, you know, and it's the type of work that you would think a team that hadn't been winning would be doing. You know, you think of a team that's struggling, and it's, oh, you gotta work so hard and, you know, do so much. But when you get a team that's been winning traditionally and you see how they're working every day and you see that it's like this, you know there's a reason why.
I would love to know, what was your reaction? You came to Philadelphia, you went right up to Lehigh. Then you came back down to the NovaCare complex. You had seen Lincoln Financial Field. Your reaction to seeing these facilities?
I mean, I love them. I mean, my reaction for when I first came here, Lehigh, you know, it's the, you know, it's nice, it's the university. When I first came here, I'd seen nothing like this before, you know, in my life, you know, and everything is set up so nice, so professional, you know, I love it.
Philadelphia, a very cultural city. You're a cultural guy.
It is.
What do you look forward to seeing in the city?
You know, I haven't been around anywhere. You know, it's been all football. Anytime you're in training camp, you know that pretty much from about 6 a.m., you know, to 7 p.m., you're going to be locked up. And when we were in Lehigh, it went till about 11 p.m. But now, you know, we get to leave early evening. But I haven't had much time to do anything. You know, I still have to see the Rocky Steps. I don't even, you know, that's one of the big things. There's so much in Philadelphia that you have to see while you're here, and I haven't seen any of it yet.
Football-wise, Namdi, what do you expect from the defense? What can Eagles fans expect to see from you in this defense?
The expectations are high, you know, and we put those expectations on ourselves. You know, we believe that, you know, we have the makings of what can be, you know, one of the top defenses, if not the top defense in the NFL. So, obviously, it's going to take, like I said, that sort of work ethic, that sort of resiliency and determination that we need to get there. You know, there's a lot that has to come together in such a short period of time that I don't think people fully understand. I think when you talk about it, you just talk about the names and you just think, oh, it's done, you know, it'll be dominant. But no, you still have to work together. You still have to learn the defense. You still have to figure it out in the 4 weeks that you have before the season starts. So, you know, expectations are high though.
Namdi, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
Can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce to our fresh veggies to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen. At Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better
when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship. Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody working now. Challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you.
Ready, draw.
Let's go.
He's playing the main, baby. Let's get him.
Come on, push the haters out.
60 minutes.
Go, man. 60 plus minutes.
I'm pleased to have on the Rich Eisen podcast now one of the best at his position, one of the best in the National Football League. He was the big fish of this year's free agent class. He's also a very smart guy. He went to Cal. Very charitable man. The Asamoah Foundation supports orphans and widows in need. And also, he's an actor. He was on Friday Night Lights. So he's got actor's good looks, which means all of this together, Nnamdi Asamoah, you may just be the dreamiest member of the dream team in Philadelphia. Did I get any of that wrong? That was all over the place. That was all over the place? That was pretty good, though. I mean, in terms of dreaminess, because, again, that's the only, I guess, metric by which we measure the Philadelphia Eagles right now is dreaminess and the dream team. I'm so staying away from the dream team. Are you really? I know you're going to keep pushing it. I'm staying away from it. How else are things in your transition to the Philadelphia Eagles right now?
It's going great. Coming from California, I think today was probably the best day because we just had an earthquake out here. So made me feel right at home. I'm from LA, and I don't know how it is out here, but I know mm-hmm. we get earthquakes, all the time. And mm-hmm. so we were in the lunchroom, and it was Hugh Douglas, actually. He was the first person to notice it. There's a bunch of guys in the lunchroom, coaches, players. Mm-hmm. And Hugh says, "Does anyone else feel that?" And then we just all paused, and then the place started shaking. It was pretty crazy. And, of course, I'm the only one with a big smile on my face. Everybody else is like, "Get out of the building."
And you're homesick. So. Now you're feeling a little homesick right there. And right. In terms of just your position with Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, Asante Samuel, and you, how is that working out just from that position alone?
The first thing that we all said was we have to get down these coverages and get down the scheme and the technique and how, they want us to play it, because you can get into a game and it doesn't matter how talented you are, if you're not on the same page with the safeties and the linebackers, you can blow a coverage, and we've made enough mistakes throughout camp to where it's starting to come along and everybody's getting a better grasp of it.
If I may, I just want to revisit the sweepstakes portion of your July with the free agency. And I'd love to ask you what your week was like. How many, choices did you have, Nnamdi?
Well, first of all, it wasn't a week. It wasn't anywhere near a week.
How long ago was it?
It started on Tuesday, and the decision needed to be made on Friday. Mm-hmm. So there were guys that were making decisions on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, but it was such a big decision. You don't have the entire off season. It was the strangest thing about this year is you don't get to take visits and sit down and come back and talk it over and all that sort of stuff. So if you're telling me on Friday, let's make a decision, then I'm going to take up every bit of that time. I'm not going to jump the gun at all.
What do you say to people who heard what Jerry Jones had to say in terms of you wanting to be a Dallas Cowboy?
Well, nothing really. I'm at the team that I wanted to be on. If it were any other way, then I would have been on that particular team. I think that's pretty much all that needs to be said about it. There were obviously teams that were involved and teams that it came down to at the end, but the decision I made is where I wanted to be.
Was there any possibility throughout any of this that you were going to stay in Oakland, or that was just a foregone conclusion, as many people in the media assumed?
Definitely wasn't a foregone conclusion. You know, I had no idea what was going to happen once the doors opened. You know, once that Tuesday came and, you know, teams were getting ready to be involved, I didn't know which teams it would be.
And what point did the Eagles become involved? Because that one was beneath the media radar pretty much the entire time. I mean, that was a shocker. That was sort of the O. Henry-like twist at the end of this story, is it was a team that few people had heard about.
Yeah, and I was in the same boat. You know, they came in very late, and they've, you know the coaches and the GM, everyone here, you know, they've said it. You know, they had their plan and their strategy going, but and they were talking with my agent, so they knew when to come in and be a part of it. But on my end, mm-hmm. I mean, even my agent, you know, everybody kept it from me.
You went to sleep that Thursday night not really even knowing that the Philadelphia Eagles were a possibility?
Thursday night, I did know that the Eagles were okay. A possibility. But I didn't know how serious it was. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like, you know, what if the Eagles? You know, right. It's kind of like a what if the Eagles sort of thing. And then once Friday came, it just started rolling.
You see, now what would have been really cool is if you had said that you didn't know about the Eagles Thursday night and it came to you in a dream, and therefore the Eagles were a dream team.
Oh, nice.
And
nice,
this
Rich.
Is where we could advance the story here on the podcast. Naudi.
You wrote the script and you were hoping that I would say that.
I arm wrestled Paul into being there for my first Joe Buck Live on HBO so we could sit between Artie Lang and me, which was...
How did that go, Joe?
It went well. It turned out great.
Well, there you go. That is the Rich Eisen podcast. Just a little something for you. More Namdi. Namdi, 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 Namdi. Such a well-spoken guy. Just really, really is fit for being here. Well, let's take a look outside, shall we? Is it raining? Is it pouring? Is the old man snoring? Yes, it's raining. And I think it's not quite pouring yet. Dave in Lebanon joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right, man. I got notes this time.
Oh, go ahead. You're prepared.
Wait, my speaker's on. Let me turn my speaker up.
You are prepared.
We all know about the lion problem. Let's infuse some positive energy into this show today.
Okay.
First of all, now, I got a few points to make. Our defense looks phenomenal. Chaney had a nice – he was awesome, man. Chaney was awesome. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they won that Super Bowl that one year, they had Brad Johnson as a quarterback because they had a defense. It's possible, man, if we can't protect Vic, that we could still go deep into the playoffs. And
No, it isn't, actually, Dave. I mean,
what's that?
It isn't possible. You have to protect the quarterback, and they will. They will get it. Again, the Green Bay Packers allowed 4 first-half sacks last night. It is very difficult. The Eagles have been, you know, the 5 sacks the other night, 6 sacks in the first game. I mean, that's the last piece that's going to come together for teams, and that's the offensive line. And I'm going to also say this as we look inside the auditorium. You're going to be lining up Steve Smith, DeSean Jackson, Jason Avant, Jeremy Maclin, and maybe splitting LeSean McCoy out. All right? Name a team that is going to be able to come up and play press coverage one-on-one with those 5 receivers. So, yeah, the Eagles are going to give up a few sacks. Nobody wants Michael Vick to get hit. They're going to have to scheme up and protect him. I mean, but Howard Mudd's been through this before. You have to protect the quarterback. But I will say this, but this team is going to score a bunch of points. A bunch of points. I have no doubt about.
I'm having a problem hearing you, Dave, but I hope you can hear me. I heard the gist of what you were saying there, and I agree with you totally. I mean, I don't mean that I don't want Vic to be protected, but is it possible, Dave, that we tailor our plays to protect Vic until the line gets
yes.
gelled?
Yes.
What I'm saying is quick screens, use Shady and Ronnie in split formation. I mean, use them both in the backfield. Are they going to run? Or are they going to throw? I know a screen takes time to set up, but is it possible that they will use to play tailored to get our line? You know,
yes.
I guess you did say get it.
Yes, yes, and run the football and three-step drops and you know dumps and just and catch and go. I mean slants. You know, just go. Yeah, it's not going to be play action dropbacks. You know, the seven-step drop and throw deep. Not yet. And this kid right here, I'm not discounting Deion Lewis. I've had many conversations with people. Thanks for the call, Dave. I've had many conversations with people about Deion Lewis. I think Deion Lewis can come in here and play as a rookie. He is very, very big in the legs. Look how big those legs are. He's short. But any like comparisons, you know, like Ryan Moats, not a fair one. So I'm absolutely in favor of just that. Let's go to Keen in Maine on the phone. Hey, Keen.
Good day. What's going on?
Everything's good, my friend. How are you?
Not too bad.
Talk to me.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of excited what I saw. Defense looks better. Looks a little bit quicker. Special teams is really looking good. O-line's a little bit of a concern, but everybody's struggling with that. I watched the Packers game, like you'd mentioned, and I've watched even the Browns, who have a pretty good offensive line, struggled against us by getting McCoy sacked. So I think we'll get it figured out. I just think we're just doing a little bit more experimentation, and you know, there's ways to protect Vic. Roll him out, you know, leave Selleck in like we did a few times, just and use the screen, use the dump pass, run the football, which we did, which I was really happy to see that, you know, we were a little bit more committed this game to doing that. So maybe it's just, you know, a sign to come that kind of takes some pressure off Mike in the beginning until the O-line does get chemistry, because that's what it comes down to, communication and chemistry.
I agree, Keena. And again, if Eagles fans think this is going to be so easy, not going to be easy. It's... You know, the schedule's two very difficult road games to open up the season, and then you come back against the Giants. But I look at this team, and I look at the roster, and I look at the coaching staff, and I'm more excited than I've ever been for a season. It's just right now, we're in the last week of the preseason. Roster spots need to be determined. Depth chart battles need to be determined. Necessary process. I would tell you that Andy Reid has never played his starters in the final preseason game, so... Hopefully the Eagles can get out of this preseason without major injuries. It's been a nice run through three games. And let's get to the regular season and see what this team can do.
I think they may start the number one O-line, or their attempt to just to try to build some more chemistry, because you've had such a short, you know, abbreviated offseason.
I would be surprised.
I wouldn't mind if he played it for two or three series and then said, okay, you're done, and let the rookies and,
I think the risk.
You know, the guy's fighting for a roster.
I think the risk. I think Keen, the risk is far greater than the reward. Two or three series. What's that really going to get you?
I guess. You know, I think any extra plays help at this point. You know, because of it's not a normal off season. But I see your point. You know, health is definitely an issue.
Yeah.
You have to concern yourself with. What's the deal with? Is it Mathis who has the back?
No, it's Harris, Ryan Harrison. I mean, we talked about this last week. You can't even count on Ryan Harris at all.
Yeah, so.
And they aren't.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. Hey. Have a great Eagles day, man.
Thank you, and stay dry. I think, are you guys getting hit by this hurricane as well?
It hasn't quite reached us yet. It's, you know, it's kind of gray, and, you know, you can feel it in the air, but it hasn't, you know, we haven't had any rain come down. They're saying, later on this afternoon and into the night, it's supposed to get pretty ugly, but we'll wait and see.
Well, you take care, Keen, all right?
Yeah, all right, take care.
As Bye. We take a look outside the NovaCare complex, that's the bubble in the background there. That's the practice facility, the indoor practice facility, which really is not a bubble. At Veterans Stadium, it was a bubble, and it was an ugly bubble at that. This is a 70-yard, I believe, practice facility that's really nice. And here's your headlines of the day as we prepare for Andy Reid in just a moment. Macklin and Smith joining practice today. That is great news. So they are not eligible to be on the physically unable to perform list. So you can look for both of those players on the active 53-man roster when the season begins, barring setbacks. A roster at 85 must be trimmed to 80 by Tuesday. For those of you Jersey people who love to wear your jerseys on game day, take note. The Eagles will wear green at home. Do they wear? Yeah, I guess they'll wear green because there's no early September games, huh? At Dallas and at Miami. Usually they wear white at home through September. So let's double check that. But that's what we're going with now, subject to change. Hurricane Irene is charging into Philadelphia. Will that change the practice plans for the weekend? Andy Reid will answer that question and more in just a couple of moments in his press conference. Let's go to Virginia Beach and talk to Sean. Shawnee, how is it down there?
It's not looking so good. Electricity's cut on and off a couple of times on us here, but it's back on. House is flooding a little bit from a window, but I got you all to watch right now, so that's great.
Yeah.
And I appreciate y'all's work. I watch y'all every
thank
time you come on.
Thank you.
I'm calling, man. I appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you. We appreciate your time. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just, besides the offensive line working out their kinks, I'm really, really positive about this season. I think it's going to be a good one for us. Nothing but potential. Everybody working together. I think we're going to go far. Got tickets to the opening game in St. Louis, so we'll see. My nerves are a little shook on that game. I hope everything plays out well. So
I wonder how many Eagles fans will be in St. Louis for that game. I mean, the dome there is so loud and obnoxious, and they like, you know, they think the Rams are an up-and-coming team with Sam Bradford, but as the players are coming off the practice field now, I'm very excited about the team, and I think that this, let's keep it there. That's a cool shot. Show the Barry Rubin there, the team strength and conditioning coach. I know the offensive line still has work to do, and I think every line does. But I like the youth here. I think it's only going to get better and better and better. It's not a bunch of kind of older players who are breaking down. It's young, healthy, strong, good football players who are going to you know, make it better. They're going to get better and better. I agree, Sean. Thanks for the call, Sean. I agree that, and stay dry down there. Stay safe. That there are certainly some areas where you say, "Boy, let's get better here." I mean, I expect teams to blitz the Eagles, and I think I probably would. I would be right there with them, and the Eagles have to defeat the blitz. This is not a first time challenge for the Eagles for any team in the NFL. I think it's going to be if I'm a defensive coordinator, I am blitzing. There's no question about it. I am blitzing. I want people to show me that they can stop my blitz. As that is Brandon Hughes coming off the practice field. It is a 10-10-10 practice today. 215-339-6709. Is the number 215-339-6709 is the number. MB2020 California. MB2020, what's up, dude?
How you doing, Dave? I have a couple, two, three questions,
yes.
And I'd like to get your feedback on
yes,
it.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, in the Pittsburgh game, they always talk about how Ben Roethlisberger stands in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But on the first play, when Jenkins went to go sack him, Ben,
yep.
Big Ben, he dipped his head, and Jenkins got called for a face mask.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And then last night, when Michael Wick was in the pocket playing against the Browns, and their defender came in to sack him on that, I believe it was the second play.
Okay.
Michael Vick's head was up, and this guy came in with his hands right to his face, Megan, and no flag was called.
You know, but you know what's interesting? On the one play that he was, that the Cleveland defense was penalized for roughing the quarterback, I actually disagreed with that call.
I don't, because they picked it. He kind of picked him up and lunged into him. It was like he was trying to, you know, drive him in the ground, and that's against the rules. That's
okay.
Not. That's like trying to hurt someone.
All right, let's
I'm talking about the very first play.
Okay.
The defensive line, he came in with his hand to his head, and no flag was called.
All right. Hey, listen, Andy Reid's going to be up in a minute. Do you have another question?
Yes. I believe Casey Matthews, he should be starting, but I think he should be playing the same position his brother's playing. He can look to his brother, and two, I think he's better suited because he played that position in college. And I think they should move Chaney back to the middle. And then lastly, with DeSean Jackson, I want to know why the Eagles keep moving the line in terms of getting a deal. When he first was talking about it last year, they said they won't negotiate somebody with 2 years left. And then when
okay, let's go to Andy. Okay, we got to go to Andy Reid here.
Okay.
Brent Celek, he had his hip injected, and he's resting. So he has some inflammation in there, and this isn't a serious thing. He'll be back in another day or so. So it's not that big of a deal. But Brandon Graham didn't practice today. Ryan Harris is scheduled for back surgery tomorrow, and we'll just see how that goes. He's had back surgery before, and he's seen a ton of specialists here over the last couple of days, and they just felt like this was the best way to go to see what exactly is going on in there, and then we'll have further news for you after after he's done. Marlon Jackson didn't practice today, but is getting better, and JP did not practice with a calf strain. Really, everybody else practiced. Dixon, Laws, Lloyd, Macklin. Steve Smith practiced today. Teo, Finucci, Wall, and Webb all practiced today. So what we did was a 10-10-10. For tomorrow's schedule, we'll kind of do the same thing. We're going to kick everything back because of the advisory that's out. And, we'll just go. We'll start the day a little bit later, 12:30-ish, and then go from there with meetings and treatment and so on. So, feel basically the same way I did after the game. Just I thought the guys improved. They did some good things. We got plenty of room to work on both sides of the ball and special teams, but there was improvement. It was good to see the young guys kind of pick up where they left off. Against Pittsburgh, you can tell that they're continuing to learn, and I expect them to continue to do that. As far as the play time goes for this week, I haven't made a decision on it. There'll be certain guys that I do hold, but I haven't made a decision on who that'll be, and so we'll just see as we get closer. But we'll have a good week of practice this week. Get ourselves ready for the Jets. Time's yours.
Do you foresee him being ready for the Rams, or is it too soon to say that?
Well, really with Jeremy and Steve right now, we're just really taking it day by day, literally, just to see how they do. We'll see how they feel. This is day by day. We'll see how they do tonight, and then if they can get some work in tomorrow. They had limited reps today, very few reps today. And then if they make it through the evening fine without any problem setbacks, and we'll add some more onto it tomorrow, and then we'll just keep on going from there and see what happens. But I can't tell you a date right now on either one of them when they'll be ready to play.
Andy, they were on the PUP list, right?
Right.
Okay, so now they're taken off the PUP list. Does that count against your roster? So do you have to cut more players than you initially had to cut yesterday?
We're okay with what we've got. Do we need? Yes, we do need to cut more to answer your question.
Definitely not two more added on.
Right.
Or was he on the injured reserve?
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, the exact same thing as PUP. Yeah.
Physically, and how long do you think that's going to take him to get up to speed?
Well, again, we'll just take it. We'll take it day by day, we'll just see how he does.
You said maybe Winston could be back this week. What am I thinking of holding him back?
Well, listen, a couple things. We're he's not all the way back yet. He's close, and so. I don't want to do anything where we have setbacks. When he comes back, I want to make sure that he can come back and practice and not have any setbacks. And extra day or two here or three will help him out, I think.
Is the goal to try to get him ready for the Rams game so he gets some work for the regular
season?
Yeah,
listen, I would just tell you kind of the same thing as these other guys. I mean, that we'll have to take it day by day. I don't know how he's going to do when he comes back in. I'm hoping for the best, but we'll see how things work out.
How do you think Reggie Wells played at tackle? He got
two. You know what? Reggie did good. I mean, considering they only had a few days of practice, I thought physically he held up well, and I thought mentally, he did pretty good. So, you know, I think he did a decent job, yeah.
If you had to play the Rams, like, you know, 4 days from now or something, who would be your right tackle?
I don't know. We'll see on that, how this all sorts out, you know, but see how it goes.
Jason Kelsey or Jamal Jackson run with the first team today?
Kelsey was in there today. Yeah, we went over some of the things that we didn't execute right. I'm saying as an offense and defense, we corrected some mistakes today and from the game and had those guys in place there.
Do you expect to start on Thursday of those guys? I know you don't know yet which of the starters are going to play, but
That was a little Yogi Berraism right there. That's kind of how it is right now. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to work that, but I'll just see how it goes this week and then go from there, make a decision.
Did you see enough on tape out of Kelsey where you'd be confident to
You know, I thought he did a good job. Now, listen, everybody, we all have stuff we've got to work on, and but he did a nice job considering, you know, he's a young guy. He's one of the guys I'm talking about that got a little bit better than he was at Pittsburgh and continue to build on what he had learned there with the extended rep. So I was fairly pleased with him, yeah.
Most of the starters obviously not going to play on Thursday. What are you trying to accomplish with this game for this team on Thursday?
Well, we'll see. We'll see who plays and who doesn't play. But I know I can tell you the twos and threes will have an opportunity to play, which I haven't told them that, in particular the threes the last couple of games. So there are only a few of those guys that had an opportunity to play. So I'll tell you exactly what I told them, and that's it's an opportunity when you have a chance to get in there to show and to get your play on tape, and that's very important. So I kept all the ones are expecting to play, the twos are expecting to play, and the threes are expecting to play.
And you knowing what Macklin has gone through over the last 3 months, did you pay extra little notice to him being out there running around?
Well, literally with he and Steve, we kept it, we wrote down the plays we wanted them to do and kept it limited. And most of the plays, they were part of that play. So we could see at the same time as they get a rep there, they're part of that play. So, it was good to see him back out. Yeah, it was good to see him back out there. And I think all the guys welcomed him back out there. It was he's a popular guy on the team and a good football player, very well respected. So it's good to get him back out there. Yeah, he's one of the young guys that got better. So, listen, with the young guys, I was pleased. I know there's a growing process that takes place, and so the important thing is that you take a step forward in all those in those positions that you have there. And I thought that to answer your question, I thought Casey did that.
Michael had a check down a lot in the game. Watching the tape, were those mostly the right reads to make in those
circles? Yeah, he did a nice job with that. That's a part of our game that we felt like we need to get better. As you remember a few years back, all the way back to when Deuce was here and Brian, that they made a living off of that. And that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And so, I thought that was a positive thing. And he was seeing things the right way and so on, yeah.
What did you learn about your team from looking at the tape and now?
Well, listen, we've got to get better at some spots, but we got better than we were the week before, and so we need to continue to do that before we play the Rams, and so that's what we'll focus on. And I'm talking about fundamentals, execution, scheme, and so on, and that's all the way from coaches to players. So But listen, we've got the right right mindset as far as working hard, and I think that's important from a coaching staff point and also from a player standpoint.
Hey, what was your evaluation of Nate Allen, and where does he stand right now as the job is himself?
Yeah, I thought Nate Nate did a nice job. He actually did better than he did last week. And I think every week here, you're going to see him get a little bit better, get his feet under him, and continue to improve.
Is that job his if he's totally healthy or if he's totally confident?
Well, they're competing for that spot. So.
How about your kicker? He's taken three kicks, I guess, in the preseason. I mean, How do you evaluate him? I know you've seen him in other ways. I mean, how do you evaluate him only having those three kicks?
Yeah, well, you saw I'm doing the same thing with the returners. I'm trying to get the returners to run them out. Chances that we can get a kick in, we're doing it. So if it's third and short, I'm going to try to give him an opportunity to kick the ball and within reason of field position. And then with the returners, I wouldn't have let Moss return that last punt. I would have just let the ball bounce in the end zone there before the half. So I just, I would never, or towards the end there, I wouldn't risk the return. So, but I'm trying, you're trying to evaluate these guys the best you can, and you're doing some things that you normally don't do. Yeah, well, I think, it might be different for each team as they look at it. And that's really, I'm just going to evaluate, where we're at when we get through this week. And we'll just, that's a good clip for you right there. That's a good one. I'll look good on TV. Anyways, to answer your question again, is it different than years past? I think it's situated according to each team, and I'm gonna just take this week. I'm gonna evaluate the players. We're gonna practice hard this week, and we'll just see where guys are at. And I want to make sure I get out of this game an evaluation with some of the guys that haven't had a chance to play in the last couple of weeks, and along with getting better at certain positions. So we'll see how it all works out.
Well, there you go, Andy Reid. What did we learn from Andy Reid? Well, we learned that Steve Smith and Jeremy Maclin practiced limited time, no question, on turf. Remember that. That's why they're not running around. So they joined practice rostered 87 because now Maclin and Smith come off PUP. Eagles need to trim to 80 by Tuesday. And then the Sunday practice schedule does get moved back. Brent Celek not practicing with a hip injury. Right tackle Ryan Harris to have surgery on his back. So, I mean, look, hopefully it works out for Ryan. Likely that he spends the season on IR, I guess. I don't know the severity of the surgery, so it just seems like that would be the way to go with Ryan Harris. Dave Spadaro with you. We're going to take a little break. We've got our cameras in the locker room. Let's take one quick look outside. As you know, there is a hurricane coming. It is raining. The wind is very minimal. And we're really cool because we have that shot, we think. It's Eagles Live here at the NovaCare Complex. And we're going to come back in just a moment with some reaction from the locker room and much more from you, Eagles fans. Hang right in. We're coming right back.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Every day and sell flies.
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Tweet, tweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Got fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Well, there you go. Players still coming off the practice field. This is live from the NovaCare Complex. How cool is that? I think it's pretty cool. There's Curtis Marsh getting some work in the practice facility here at the NovaCare Complex on a rainy day. And you're looking live in our little remote camera that we have. I'm just giving you an update on the weather, because that's what we do here. We give you the very latest, no matter what. In case you are just joining us, Steve Smith, Jeremy Macklin practice on a limited basis. Big news today. Ryan Harris had surgery, so don't count on him this year, unfortunately. And but I don't think anybody really did after he went out. Brent Celek did not practice, had some sort of an injection. Andy Reid making sure to make everyone understand that that is not a serious injury. Roster is at 85, trimmed to 80 by August 30th, thanks Chris McPherson. And Sunday's practice schedule moved back because of Hurricane Irene. Let's take some phone calls. We're in the locker room as well in just a moment. Markeem in Virginia. Hey, Markeem. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering, like, can we, like, get safety Darren Schopman?
One more time. Who?
Darren Schopman.
Darren Sharper, the hardest hitting is safety. One of the hardest hitting is safeties. No, I don't think so. I think they like what they have. I think Jarrett Page did a nice job. Thanks for the call. Jarrett Page did a nice job. Kurt Coleman's been around the football a lot. Nate Allen, they're not going to give up on Nate Allen. The adage here, though, all right, is that when you are injured, a major injury, it's hard to come back all the way the next year. Very difficult. It's been only 8 months since he's had that surgery. By the way, Peyton Hillis bringing it. He really does. But the Eagles held up well to him. Tough one on the first play, first handoff. Moses Folk, who kind of got trucked. But for the most part, the Eagles did a very nice job defensively against the Cleveland Browns. You know, what can I tell you? Here it is. Boof. Oh, wow. How? Peyton Hillis bringing it to Moses Foku. All right, let's go into the locker room now. Trent Cole, postgame. Had a sack. Battled against Joe Thomas, all-pro. Left tackle for the Cleveland Browns. A really good battle. Really, really good. But Cole got it done. Had a sack, drew a holding penalty. Michael Lombardi, NFL Network, says that Trent Cole is a blue-chip player. How about that? Cole in the locker room after the Eagles' 24-14 win over the Cleveland Browns.
What a difference a week makes here. Obviously, the struggles last week, very disappointing for this defense. You guys took out your frustrations on this Brown team tonight. Just talk about what differences you guys did to make it happen tonight.
You know, just
you know, we wanted to improve on, you know, from coming off of a bad game against Pittsburgh, and you know, we wanted to improve on some things. I think we did. You know, we took a step forward today, and you know, now going to this next week, we're going to improve. We're going to have a much better improvement. You know, going into this next preseason game and getting ready for this opener. So
just talk about the opening series, or not the opening series, your second series. You guys were in the red zone. What did that mean for you guys to come off the field and not even allow a single point because of the eventual field goal block?
It meant a lot. You know, guys are getting after it, and you know, that's what we want. You know, we want to get off on third down. You know, we want to get us as quick as we can. You know, and you know, that's what we did. And like I said, but there's a lot of room for improvement. And like I said, we're going to take on this. This is a step forward in the process of us gelling together as a team. You know, we got a lot of new guys, and I got a lot of young guys. You know, and some of the young guys I've seen today step up. I saw Casey step up today and make some plays. And you know, that's just a process right now. And you know, it's a step forward, and we just keep moving forward from here.
Trying to talk about Casey's performance. He was directing some calls there along the line, got some shifts going, and was able to utilize that to make some plays. Seemed like he was very gap sound. Just from your estimation, how did he perform tonight?
He performed. I mean, he's improved. You know, Chris, he's improved, and he's you know, and I hope to see a lot more things out of him.
Now, a guy that was in your draft class, Mike Patterson, comes back, you know, after the seizure just a few weeks ago, has a sack tonight. What did it mean to see him back out there on the field with you guys?
It was a great, you know, great feeling. You know, it was great to you know, see. I'm a class of 05. You know what I'm saying? It's glad to see, you know, you got one of your brothers back. You know, see him back out there. You know, it's like, okay, we're back to normal now. You know what I'm saying? I got my man back. You know. And just out there, all what happened, man, it was just, and like I said, it's scary. You know, it kind of tells you this game is dangerous. You know, this game is dangerous, and it was like I said, it was pretty. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I could just think back about what happened, and man, I couldn't explain to you. You know, to see when your brothers go down like that, and you know, it was scary. You know, it was real scary, but because you know the what can happen is what can happen. Playing this game, you know how dangerous it is.
But to not just get the emotional boost, but to have the production on the field, what did that mean to you guys?
A lot. You know, today's a big step for us. And then only thing we can do is just improve on from here. And, you know, we're, like I said, it's a team just learning each other, you know, new coach, you know, a whole new defense, you know, probably got a couple guys left on the team with me, you know, like Mike Patterson, Chiquay Thomas. And, you know, we're just going to keep moving forward from here.
If you guys do not play in the preseason finale against the Jets, are you guys ready for the September 11th St. Louis Rams?
Oh, we're definitely going to be ready because we have to. You know, we're ready to open this thing up, you know. So, you know, we're pretty excited for this year. And, you know, we're expecting a great year out of it. Yeah.
And we look outside, and the rain comes down here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you. One more from the locker room. This time the offensive line. You know, listen, we've all talked about this O-line. You know, where are we with the O-line? Certainly there are some areas that need to be improved upon, but I really trust Howard Mudd, and I think they'll be fine. I just can't wait to see this group lining up September 11th. With all the firepower here. Cannot wait. Todd Herrmann's mainstay at left guard. Some people think he might play right tackle this year at some point. Sooner rather than later. Talk to Herrmann's after the win over the Browns on Thursday.
You know, we're making progress. Obviously, it was better than last week. And we came out. I think we came out a little more ready to play today than we did last week. No, that's all. We just kind of gotta, you know, circle the wagons and, you know, just get everybody in line and play ball.
I feel like whatever happens with the O line, and there's still some, I guess, some question marks that whoever he sends out there, you're gonna have a group that can go out and compete every Sunday.
Of course. Yeah. We got depth. We're good to go.
Your thoughts on Jason's debut with the Stars at center?
Jason did a good job. Yeah. We're couple bugs out, but yeah, I think he did a good job.
I'm sorry if you already answered this, but what do you think it'll take for everyone to maybe shore up and keep Michael Vick just a little safer out there?
You know, that's just going to come the more we work together. The more reps we take together, you know, I think we got almost 40 snaps tonight. You know, that was solid. We needed that. And then, you know, as we progress, just the more that we can do together as a unit, the more complete and better we'll be together.
Do you think you'd want to play in the fourth game?
Well, I want to play in the fourth game. It's up to the coaches. I do whatever the coaches want me to do.
Don't know who the starting centers will be openers in 2 weeks. Is that kind of unusual? Is that, I mean, do you need to know soon so you can kind of get that going?
You know what? I got to be ready for whoever they put out there. You know, I'll focus on left guard and whoever they put next to me. You know, Jason will be at left tackle, and whoever they put next to me on the other side, you know, we'll just ride with it.
And certainly Todd Ehrmans has a good perspective on the offensive line. Been here a long time. Ronnie Brown, a newcomer. Nice night on Thursday against the Browns. 41 rushing yards, 13-yard touchdown run. He's going to fit in just nice, just fine into this Eagles offense. Good blocker, good receiver. Obviously a good running back as well. And Ronnie Brown talked to the press that just couldn't get enough of him. That smile, that intelligence. Clearly happy to be a Philadelphia Eagle. So let's take you there. Ronnie Brown after the win over the Browns.
Touches have you seen in a preseason game in a long time?
I don't know. The first one, I feel like I got a lot. They were all consecutive, though. So, you know, it was a little toll, you know, obviously trying to get in shape and get in football shape. So, you know, it was good, though, to be able to catch the ball and get some good runs.
A lot of work with the first team offense. Did you get a good sense of how things will work with you and Shady in the backfield?
A little bit, you know, not so much because, you know, still is preseason and obviously it haven't, you know, thoroughly game plan teams like you would in a normal season. So, you know, we still have a little bit of ways to go as far as, you know, the offense and what the things that they want to implement and, you know, how to utilize the different guys and, you know, obviously. So, still got a little ways to go as an offense.
Feel good to get in the end zone?
Yeah, it felt pretty good. You know, obviously, you know, my big thing was, you know, during this preseason was to make progress each week and, you know, try to make sure that I eliminate the mistakes. You know, unfortunately today I had a couple mental mistakes, but, you know, I think as the game played out, I got a little bit better than I did last week.
Is it becoming pretty obvious, though, there's going to be some packages for you once the regular season comes and you're going to be a big part?
Well, I would think so, you know, and obviously just to be a part, you know, this offense is big because they have so many guys that are capable of making plays, you know, not only from the quarterback position to the receivers to tight end and, you know, obviously Shady. So, you know, they have a lot of different guys. So just to be able to be a part of that and not have to worry about trying to do too much, just being able to play your game and relax, you know, that's always good.
That first half, I think you and Shady had 16 touches between you. Wide receivers caught one ball. I mean, I guess there's a couple of different ways to look at it, but offense has even maybe more weapons than a lot of people thought. It's not just a go-deep offense.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the good thing about this offense is the different guys that are capable of making big plays. You know, obviously from the receiver standpoint, they got guys that can, you know, catch the deep ball, but as well as, you know, catch the short ones and take it the distance. So, you know, that's always good. And, you know, Selleck does a great job from the tight end position, and, you know, Shady does what he does. You know, obviously catching a lot of balls out of the backfield as well as being able to be a 1,000-yard rusher. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people have to worry about as far as, you know, the offense.
But how much of that factored into Mike being under a lot of pressure and checking down quite a bit this, you know, that first half?
Well, I think, you know, we still have some things that we need to brush up on as an offense, and I don't think it was as efficient as we like. You know, obviously we still made some mistakes, you know, had a couple turnovers, you know, and from the sense of, you know, being able to protect, you know, Mike, make sure that he doesn't get hit. So I think we have a little ways to go, but, you know, I think all those things are correctable, which is good. So, you know, that's something to look, that's a positive.
How is your knowledge of the offense coming along, close to where it needs to be?
I think I'm getting close. You know, obviously each week, you know, I feel like I've gotten a little bit more of a grasp. But then at the same time, you know, I think, you know, just learning the offense, they got a lot of more plays and formations that they can put in. So, you know, just when I think I've got it, I think, you know, they still have a lot of offense that they can put in. And Marty does a great job with, you know, utilizing different guys and trying to get them in mismatch positions to be able to make plays. So, and I still think I have a ways to go from that point as well.
Is it a lot different than the offenses you had in Miami?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the difference is the terminology as well as, you know, knowing how they do things here and, you know, what they expect and, you know, how they would want them done as far as the technique stuff. So everything's a little bit different and, you know, it's kind of, we were joking about it, it was kind of like learning French in 2 weeks and, you know, to start from the bottom, I felt like a rookie again, you know, trying to come in, learn the offense, trying to learn, you know, how things were, where I was supposed to be, when I needed to be there, as well as trying to figure out, you know, how these guys did it. So, you know, it's been fun, though, and that's the good part about it is, you know, when you're able to enjoy what you're doing, it makes it easy to come to work every day and, you know, look forward to it.
On that touchdown run, did you notice Kelsey out there kind of leading the charge for you?
Yeah, when I got out there, you know, I saw the one guy got up the field, the end position, and, you know, all I saw was the goal line. I saw the guys out there, and I was like, all right, we're close enough. Let's go ahead and try to get in the end zone because the closer you get, the harder it is to get in there.
You've been in some pretty talented backfields at Auburn and in Miami. It's obviously early, but how does being with Shady compare? How does he compare to some of the guys you played with?
You know, he does a great job. I mean, he has a lot of talent. You know, he's young and he enjoys the game of football, so that's always good because, you know, from a mental standpoint, he's always willing to learn. And, you know, from Auburn, you know, being able to share a backfield with Cadillac, you know, he had the things that he was able to do. And then Ricky, you know, that was a little bit different because he's a bigger guy, so we could kind of lean on teams a little bit more. And, you know, Shady offers a little bit more as far as being able to catch the ball and, you know, get involved in the passing game. So it's all been different, but, you know, I think this is going to go just as well as the rest of them because Shady offers a lot, you know, from an athletic standpoint, and, you know, he does a great job. And, you know, I just feel good to be able to come in and, you know, be a piece of that.
All right, we're back. Dave Spitter with you. Let's go to the telephones, get a quick call in from Chris in Las Vegas. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Dave. I'll be in St. Louis week one, and I'm looking forward to a great
excellent
season.
Excellent. Excellent.
I've read that a few teams have called about trading for Hanson. Have you heard anything about that? Do you know what teams they are? And
I don't
just maybe looking for in return?
I think you look for as much as you can get. How about that? I don't know the specifics, nor would I, if I knew, be able to share that with you, of course, Chris. But I would think that there are many teams who would like to acquire a very good football player, especially at a cornerback position where, let's be honest, right now, there's just not enough of them in the NFL. You know, there's not enough cornerbacks out there. So ideally what you'd want to get is probably somebody to help your team this year. Likely, though, a draft pick in the future.
A draft pick over a linebacker maybe?
Well, I mean, you're not going to get a starting linebacker for a quarterback, but maybe you would. I don't know what team situations are out there at linebacker in the NFL.
One more question. I haven't heard much chatter about Vanderbilt, how he's been looking.
Good.
And how he might fit in Mudd's scheme. Have you heard anything about how
he's
doing?
Yeah, I actually have. Brian Baldinger loves the guy. I mean, Brian and I talked, he watched his film. He loved the guy. Thinks that technique-wise, he's doing it better than anybody else as far as the way Howard Mudd wants him to do it. And then I've heard from other people within the organization that he's coming along really nicely. And look, if the Eagles were to move Harriman from left guard to right tackle, I wouldn't be surprised if Vanderbilt would be one of the guys who might go to left guard. So you'd have
three rookies on the line. Hope that works out.
It would be amazing. Now that's a guess, and it could be McGlynn, it could be Jamal Jackson, it could be Evan Mathis, who's played pretty well, and they like Evan Mathis a lot, who's a veteran, 7 years in the league. But I think Vanderbilt is somebody they like, and they think is going to be a really good football player.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Jeremy Maclin in the locker room. We just ran in there and interviewed him, and we're bringing it right back to show to you right now. Maclin and Steve Smith practice. Here's what Maclin had to say after his first practice of 2011.
It's getting out there. How'd it feel?
I felt good, man. You know, kind of get back out there and get my feet wet a little bit. You know, so over the next few days, we'll kind of monitor my reps and kind of, you know, let me get back used to things. So,
how close do you feel conditioning wise?
I feel all right conditioning wise. It's just, you know, getting back out there and running routes. You know, I just haven't done that in a while. So, that's definitely, you know, some work I need to do. But, you know, like I said, I think I'll get back to my normal self pretty soon. So,
Andy said that he kept your reps and stuff pretty limited. How do you expect the workload to sort of progress for you in the next few weeks?
I think this week, you know, they'll kind of, like you say, ease me into it, kind of monitor my reps, and I think they'll let me loose next week. So, I don't know what that entitles, but I think I'll go back to, you know, pretty much, you know, being the same guy I was beforehand. So,
how confident are you you'll play the first game?
There's no doubt about that. Yeah. So.
Have your coaches talked to you, or medical people talk to you about how muscle has memory, your body has memory, that when you've been sick, that it comes back pretty fast?
As far as weight, you know, I'm pretty much right where I need to be. Just getting back in the weight room, getting strong. So I'm doing all the right things, and my body, you know, responding pretty well. So.
Will a lot depend on how you feel tomorrow, Jeremy. After practice, whether your muscles are sore.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've done more running than I did today when I conditioned, so I think that, you know, I think my body will be fine. Like I said, I don't think I'm that far off. It's just, you know, getting out there and actually, you know, getting in the process of actually running routes again. You know, but I think I'll catch on pretty quick.
Is the physical part of you the reason you think that you're going to be ready for the first game? You can kind of feel where you are right now.
Yeah. I mean, and if this was, you know, a regular season game coming up, you know, this Thursday, I would play in that. So,
getting the precision back in your routes—that's the toughest thing in terms of getting to where you want to be.
Yeah, and that just comes with repetition. So, the more I run routes, the more I get out there, I think things will be fine.
You noticed that only one receiver caught a pass on Thursday. I mean, it seems like it would help to have you back out there.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting back out there with my guys and helping the team any way I can. So, kind of resuming my role again just getting this thing rolling and getting to where we need to be.
So you think you'll probably sit out for the Jets game and just kind of gear up for that St. Louis one?
I have no idea. A lot of times ones don't play in that game, and I'm in a different position. You know, I haven't played this preseason yet, so that's all up to the coaches and what they want me to do. So
do you feel like you need to play in that game? You mentioned just the route running.
I don't know. You know, I think that as far as getting all that work done, I think I can get that work done in practice and you know, just getting extra reps by myself. But, I don't think I need to, but, you know, it wouldn't hurt or, you know, so it just kind of depends on what they want me to do.
Personally, did you take a moment just to let it register that you were back at practice after everything that went on this summer?
No, I think I took that moment, you know, after I got the news. So, I'm just anxious to, you know, kind of getting back into my daily routine, man. And I think that's the most important part here. I'm just excited to be back out there with those guys.
Seems like the competitiveness now at the position is going to get a little stronger with you and Steve coming back on the same day, trying to get in those reps and working guys in.
Guys, they have a plan for guys and putting guys in the right spot. We'll kind of all look forward to the game plan Marty puts together and kind of, you know, see where guys are at and go with it after that. But, I'm a pretty competitive person, so. I think I'm in good shape. So.
What's your weight? I think you might have answered that.
I'm normally around like 195, so I'm around there. Yeah.
What did it get down to? What was the low point over the last few weeks?
I don't know. Yeah, I was in the 80s, 180s. So.
Well, it's great to see Jeremy Maclin back on the practice field. The weight is good. He seems like he's in great spirits. He will be there September 11th. And that is great news. All right, Danny Watkins, finally for the show. A first-round draft pick starting at right guard. Every day gets a little bit better for the young man. And we want to kind of continue to chronicle his progress with this ever-changing offensive line. We wonder, how is Danny Watkins coming along? It's hard to tell, isn't it, when you're watching games? But Danny Watkins will tell us that right now as we go back into the Eagles locker room one final time today.
How would you grade yourself, I guess, after that game?
There are some areas made some improvement. Obviously, there's some areas need to work on, and, we looked at it, and, you know, in the protection, I mean, fundamentally, you know, some wrong calls were made and just need to learn from it and just work from there.
It looked like the first two series in particular were a little bit of a
fire drill, if you'll excuse the expression. You know, that there was a lot of running. Is that the way you saw it?
It's really hard to say. You know, there was some confusion, and you know, there was some stuff that we didn't execute the way we wanted to, and you know, it. You look at it on film, and you know, you can see the mistakes that were made, and you know, we just had a good practice today, so we're looking to this week, and then to the first game in St. Louis.
Danny, how much do you expect to play in this final game? I mean, this is typically reserved for, you know, the seconds and the twos and the threes, but considering where you guys are, how much do you feel like you need this final preseason game?
You know, my whole thing is the more reps, the more experience, the better. So, you know, I guess it's just going to really be up to the coaches.
Did they kind of reassure you that, you know, right guard is still yours? They felt like you improved in the game, and, you know, kind of told you to shake off maybe this first two series?
Nothing's for sure. You know, I'm not taking anything for granted. That's for sure. So, you know, you, if you have a bad play, you try to put it behind you, and you know, I felt that's what we did, and we were able to get things going and get some drives going. So, you know, we're just going to try and put this game behind us and move forward.
I thought you would know all of Taylor's moves from all those practices.
I mean, I never played. I never went up against him at Baylor. I was a left tackle, and he was an interior guy. So,
didn't you own him as a senior? Like, didn't that? I think the Eagles said about a Senior Bowl. Didn't you go up against him?
You
did really well against him there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he blew past me on a few screens, but, you know, it was a screen, so I felt a little better about it. But, you know, fundamentally in the pass protection felt did pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Well, there you go. Danny Watkins assessing his progress. Progress is being made for the young rookie for the Eagles. All right, Dave Spadaro with you. Unlikely to be here tomorrow, to be honest with you. We'll be back Monday, Eagles Live. We will have coverage of tomorrow if, in fact, Hurricane Irene doesn't intrude too much. But the Eagles have already moved their practice schedule back to accommodate and make sure that everyone is safe and sound until this storm passes through. And we hope that all of you exercise the same caution and intelligence during this very dangerous 24 hours ahead. So please take care, Eagles fans, you know, keep coming to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Check out what's going on. We thank you so much for joining us today on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.
Everybody working, now challenge each other.
I'll fight for it.